This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, Taryn's back to give you deeds again. He's digging deep on Survivor to find you everything you need. So if your life is packed, let Taryn and his friends break down the episode beyond what the casual see. Taryn's update for Survivor. Taryn's update for Survivor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Survivor Stock Watch podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me this week to talk about everything that happened this week on Survivor is Chantel. How you doing, Chantel?
I'm doing well. I haven't had you introduce me in so long, and I feel at home. I feel safe. I feel like I'm where I need to be. So I'm excited to talk about Survivor with you this time around.
Yes. I always feel like your background is appropriate for Survivor.
It is. It's very Survivor-like. I picked it out a long time ago because it was kind of like the Hollywood background a little bit. And then I just started using it. And now it's kind of synonymous with me. So like I kind of have to use it all the time. But it was supposed to be Hollywood, not necessarily Fiji.
Well, I mean, you could play Survivor in Hollywood, right?
I mean, do they have one? Like a Survivor Hollywood series?
Maybe. Head over to like Venice Beach or something.
Love it.
All right.
Beach, Muscle Beach? Is that one Muscle Beach?
I think Muscle Beach is at Venice. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I think so. They could do the challenges there.
Yeah. I'm in. Let's make it happen.
All right. Well, we are here, of course, to talk about everything that happened on this episode of Survivor. It was episode 10, I believe, of season 43. And we are, of course, also going to rate the players based on how well we think they're doing in the game. Of course, that is very much limited based on how much we know, how much we're shown, how much we see. So, take it with a grain of edit.
Definitely a frame of edit. That's something that's just, I think what the show has been doing is it's relying on the element of surprise as opposed to allowing us to kind of follow through with the strategy and really be on the ride with these players. And so it has been kind of hard to like look at them and rate them because then you get some new information that would have probably informed you last week. And so it really becomes like a week to week ratings because you get new information every week that you didn't have, obviously, the weeks before.
Yeah, I've been pretty critical of the last few episodes in particular because I have felt like I just haven't seen enough. I haven't seen the explanation about like where the relationships are, what they mean. And we even started this episode with like, you know, we'll talk about the challenge, but like Noelle picks Jesse to go on the reward. And I'm like, I don't actually even know what their relationship status is right now because he blindsided Dwight, who was with Noelle. Like, how does she feel about that? I never found out. So I have no idea how close they were. And then in the episode, she was like, yeah, Jesse's my guy. And I was like, okay.
Since when?
I guess they're pretty cool. I don't know how that happened, but on Jesse's end, it's certainly not true. So yeah, there's definitely a lot of things like that. That said, I did feel like this episode, for me at least, was much better with how the weird way that they edited this episode. Very unlike Survivor, very different, but I liked it a lot. I felt like they fully explained what went down in this vote and why, and what the future like plans were and how that impacted the decision to make the play that they did. I felt like all of that was communicated to me well. I feel like if the previous episodes had done that, then I would have started in this episode in a better place. And I'm all for this kind of edit. I really liked it.
Well, so you think every episode has to have like the rules of a perfect blindside?
Every episode has the steps by the checklist.
Checklist number one.
Checklist number one.
I definitely enjoyed the checklist. I thought it was fun. I thought that we were going to get duped and it wasn't going to go that way. And so that's why they were kind of showing us so much. But I do agree. Like I like seeing this. I want to see players that are really making moves and like, and seeing the outcome after. And so, yeah, like minus the checklist, like obviously this was flashy and great for entertainment wise. And I would not want to see that every week, but what we learned from this episode, yes, I agree, was really fun. And it made me enjoy this episode a lot. I was watching it. I was like, this is a good episode to talk about. I'm happy to be here for sure.
Yeah. And that's the thing where like, I think the trade-off is that this episode was probably, at least from my perspective, is very predictable. Like you did kind of see where this was going. But from my perspective, at least, I would rather it be predictable and get to see what's happening and feel like I know what's happening than be surprised, but not care about the surprise because I don't really know what is going on.
Absolutely. You definitely get a payoff. And you know, if it so happened that, you know, we saw Gabler kind of running to Carla and being like, we don't want to let them have this much power. If that ended up being a flip, we would be like, whoa, like that would have been just so wild. And it would have had the payoff that we're usually looking for when these big blindsides happen. But I definitely agree that up until this point, you know, shocked, yeah, at some of the votes and not really knowing how we got there. But I agree with you, like not really caring necessarily as to like the gaming aspect of it.
Yeah. And so so let's talk about the episode a little bit, because I actually think this was a really good episode overall. Again, like a predictable outcome. Yes. Yet another woman being voted off down to two. Yes. But there were some pretty great moments in this episode, starting, of course, with the reward challenge. Before that, we did get a little bit from Carla, which informed us of a couple things. One is that she was informed last minute, she says, before the vote to get rid of James. She went along with it, didn't feel like there was, I think the implication was that she didn't feel like there was anything she could do about it. So she went along with the vote. Clearly it did not help her with the people that voted that way, not even with Sammy himself. So this informs to me the rating that I gave her. I was, I think, giving her a little bit of the benefit of the doubt last week. Mm-hmm. This to me implies that she was not intentionally turning on James, thinking this was a good strategy for her. It was just that it just kind of landed on her front porch. And she was like, I guess I'll take it. And I guess maybe didn't even see that maybe she could have told James, hey, what if you use your knowledge as power on Noelle's steal a vote? Maybe she didn't know about the steal a vote, although I'm pretty sure she was supposed to, because both James and Carla were supposed to know that she was going to use it. So I can only imagine that when Sammy told her that it was going to be used in another way, that like, so you tell him to use it first and then he stays. But none of that really came into play. Either way, it helped inform, I think, Carla's position there. It also was just another example to me of how many times this season, both in the show and in like exit interviews, we've heard it was so last minute, I couldn't do anything about it. I was told last second, I had to switch my vote. I was told last second. The game is a lot shorter than it has been in the past, 28 days or whatever. And it really, I think this is the real way that we're feeling that, that like a lot of these things are happening last minute. Even at the end of this episode, we're going to hear from Gabler, like, I don't like people coming to me last minute to try and change something up. That's having a real impact on strategy, I think. And so I felt like I got a lot of information from this opening portion.
I did as well. But what I just didn't understand is why couldn't we know that Carla was told that last minute, since they didn't really talk that much about it this episode? Like, it was kind of like a throwaway comment. It's like, oh, I didn't know. And I'm like, I would have loved to see Carla having to like, make the decision. Do I tell James? Do I not tell James? Like, am I going to vote with the group? Am I going to tell? Like, I would have liked to see her wrestling with that information that she received last minute, instead of it look appearing like that Sammy got to her, convinced her that it was best for her game to turn on James, and everybody's hunky-dory. Like, I would have loved to see the turmoil that she was in for literally turning on her, I would say, her closest ally at the last minute and having to make that decision. So I'm just confused as to why that wasn't compelling television to see her wrestle with that decision.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, I think, again, speaks to, and this has kind of been their formula too, where it's like, the episode itself doesn't have a lot of explanation, and then they'll kind of like explain it away quickly in the following episode, like with Janine's idol. and I feel like sometimes that works, like with Janine's idol, where I did kind of have make for a good moment. And then I think most of the time it doesn't seem to work. And I feel like it's better than nothing to give us a little bit of like information on what happened. I mean, I still wouldn't mind like flashbacks in the moment. Like, hey, blindside comes through. Oh my God, let's flashback to how this happened. Like, it's not that wild of a concept. You know what I mean? They've done something kind of similar to it before. They've done little tweaks of editing like this before. I'll just say it one more time. I feel like Tribal this season, especially, has been very boring. Just cut into a little bit of that time. Give us some other stuff. I feel like we'd be in a good place. But again, like overall, I feel like this episode for me went in the right direction. So I'm pleased with it.
Yeah, I agree with you for sure. I was watching this episode and I was enjoying it. I was like, I'm watching as a TV show. I wasn't necessarily watching it for the strategy, but I was along for the ride with all these players. And like, I was surprised that Jesse decided to like change things up and really make a power play. So I definitely enjoyed the episode, the editing for the most part. And yeah, I think it's one of the stronger episodes this season for sure.
Yes. And so we get to the reward challenge, and this was sort of like, it's sort of like Tribal, right? Like Tribal, I'm very bored with most of the time. And then occasionally there's a really good one. I'm like, okay, I'm glad they have it. I don't need to see 10 minutes of it every episode, but, when it's good, I'm glad I have it. Challenges in general, you know, especially reward challenges, I'm kind of meh about. Because the outcome isn't usually super important, and watching it is like fine most of the time. This was a great one though, specifically, I think, because of Noelle's performance. Like even before I thought she had a chance to win, I was more invested in her getting over the balance beam than in the people who were playing to win. And then when she finally gets across and it's like, oh my gosh, she might actually win. That's wild. And then has this great moment. I mean, the determination, to just keep going. Like at one point to me, at least, it looked like she smacked her face on the beam. She tried like different methods, She like barely managed to get the bag or whatever. And then had to go back. Like this was just so good to watch, and the emotions that she was feeling, like her leg was falling off literally. This was emotional.
It was emotional, and I shed a tear, and I might have had like a little bit of an audible gasp because like the determination of it all was just so inspiring. And she even said at one point, if she had both limbs and she was having this much trouble, she probably would have quit. And it's the fact that she didn't have, you know, all of her faculties, you know, to together at this point, she was like, I had to keep going. I had to do it. I had to make sure I persevered. And so I just thought that it was really amazing to watch and just shows that like you can really do anything if you work hard enough at it. And you know, we hear Jeff almost every week saying like, this is what we came here for. This is what Survivor is all about. But it is sort of what Survivor is about to me a little bit, is seeing people that overcome. You know, it is the Saria on the balance beam moment. It's people that you don't expect to be able to overcome something, being able to achieve success. So I thought it was inspiring. I thought it was amazing. I cried. It was a great moment.
Yeah, I think my only issue with this moment is that Jeff is the host that cried wolf at this point. And so like
every moment, this is Survivor. Yeah.
When he says, this is the greatest comeback in Survivor history. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Since like two episodes ago when you said it last time.
It is true.
But in this case, like it actually deserved that level of like enthusiasm, but it didn't feel out of the ordinary from him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he definitely might need to have a few new sound bites, we'll say. But I believed him this time and I agreed.
And it's the escalation problem. It's like you, okay, you saved the world. Now what? Now what's bigger than the universe? Now what? Like, his head needs to explode or something in order for like him to escalate this, the enthusiasm. This is good. This is good.
Well, and also though, I think he also lost a little bit of his clout there on the episode, whatever it was, 41, when he was like the whole lie where he's like, dig deep and this is what we're here for and all that stuff. And then they took it all away from him. I think he also lost a little bit of credibility there when, you know, the win wasn't a win anymore. So.
Yeah.
Work harder.
He also had a moment where Carla was complimenting his outfit.
Thanks, Carla.
I did not hear that. Thank you, Darren, for saving that for me.
Thanks, Carla.
Thank you, Carla. What was he wearing?
Thanks, Carla.
Out of the ordinary, a cargo shorts and a blue shirt.
Black shirt. She liked the black.
Ah, I didn't notice.
Yeah. Thanks, Carla.
Fashions by Jeff Probst.
Oh, boy. So Noelle wins. She picks Sammy. She thinks he's a wild card. This is interesting to me because this is a completely new view of Sammy from what we've seen. Now they think he's a flip-flopper, that he's like a wild card. He's being used as a decoy vote. It's like, okay, this is like a new angle of Sammy that I thought might exist in the first half of the season, but like over and over, it wasn't shown to me. So I was like, I guess he's doing really well. And now I'm like, oh, maybe they just see him as a wild card flip-flopper. Or maybe that just happened. I don't know. But either way, she picks him. He was one of the people that voted with her in the last vote. She wants to make sure that he is solidly with her. She picks Jesse as well to pull him over, and Owen, who's with her in the last vote. Jesse is an interesting one. I think he's the right call. If she had succeeded in getting Jesse over to her side, this probably works. But he's also the toughest one, I think, to win over. And when Cassidy wins immunity and messes up the initial plan, that seems to be when Jesse backs out. But it wouldn't have surprised me if Jesse had backed out anyway. The fact that Cody is on the other side making his own plans, they're going to have to come back together at some point and reconvene. And that's when the plan probably falls apart anyway. But, you know, Noelle tries it here.
Well, I was actually surprised that she chose Jesse. I thought that she had a stronger relationship with Cody. We always are hearing Cody cheering her on, being like, you can do this, Noelle. We're here for you. I believe it's Cody that we're hearing say this to her. And so I actually thought that they had a stronger bond than her and Jesse. You also see like Noelle kind of leaning on Cody at times. And so it did surprise me. And that was definitely new information for me as well when she chose Jesse to go on this reward. And I was also surprised by Sammy not being in a good position. Like you in the beginning, I'm like, he's playing too hard. They're not going to buy this. Come on. Like he's, you know, he's telling all the secrets, letting everybody know everybody's business and having these great confessionals. I'm like, there's no way that he's playing this well. And so we at least found out, though, that he hasn't been. They kind of see through him. And it seems, and I was saying last week when I was talking with Sarah, that I was like, hey, I think that Sammy might be in a similar position to Xander, where it's kind of like they're letting him play, but like they don't necessarily take him seriously. And that's kind of what it feels like now that we're learning that they don't really think of him as like a loyal player in this game that they really will trust to be leading a vote. So I thought both of that, those informations were kind of quite valuable. And I really appreciated Noelle coming in and trying to steer a vote. I was worried though, a few episodes ago, she was doing it again and people are like, you know, I don't know if I want Noelle to go further. And so I was worried for her because you generally want it to be other people's idea that you're going along with instead of steering the vote in a direction. And it didn't work the last time. I think that she didn't get her way, if I'm not mistaken. And then she didn't end up getting her way this time. And so I feel bad because I wanted it to go her way. But it was kind of too flashy. And she was just had that huge moment at the reward challenge. It made sense for people to be coming for her. Her story.
Yeah, it was what I was concerned about in the last episode with the vote steal play, that like she just comes off looking too good. Like the front runner to potentially win if you let her run away with it. One of my favorite parts of the episode is hearing Jesse say, okay, this is great, but if we allow her to vote out Carla, then she has Owen, she has Sammy, she will get Cass because Cassidy won't come with us. Like, she'll run away with it if we let her get momentum. And that's the kind of reasoning like I want to hear when I'm trying to understand why players are making decisions. I don't want to hear just like weird, like, oh, well, she's a threat. So is Carla. Like, so like, why are you going in a certain direction? And so it makes sense, I think, for Jesse and Cody to go in this direction. Carla and Cassidy have lost both Ryan and James in quick succession. And Noelle does seem to be picking up steam. So for them, it does make sense for them to go with Carla. Carla may actually even be loyal to them, considering that the other side is trying to vote Carla out. She might not even flip on them next in the next vote. And if they have Carla and Cassidy in the next vote, then they don't even have to play either of their idols at 7. Like that's really good if it works. And even if it doesn't, it's not like the worst place in the world to be. Whereas if you vote out Carla, then, you know, you do have probably a steeper hill to climb. So I think this makes a lot of sense for the two of them to back out of it. I think the issue is Noelle the right target for them? Because on one hand, she's the easiest person to get everybody on board to take out, because I think she's the front runner, the person who stands out the most. On the other hand, by taking out Noelle, you now stand out the most. And so if you're able to, like you've done in the past, and they keep talking about it, we keep taking out her number one, she keeps finding new number ones. If you're able to take out somebody like Owen, you know, or even just let Sammy drop or something like that, you know, keeping Noelle in the game as sort of like, she's still there, she's still this big threat, as the easiest person to put a target on, might be more valuable to you in the future than it is right now if you don't need to play that card to get those numbers right now. The issue is maybe they can't get, you know, Gabler to flip on Owen in this moment. But like, obviously they're going to be able to get Carla and Cassidy. So, you know, I just feel like maybe not the right call to go straight for for Noelle, especially the way that it's done, because the same thing, the same concern I had for Noelle last episode, I now have for Jesse in this episode. We saw in the edit, he's the one that goes around. He talks to every person. He sets this whole thing up. He goes to tribal. He says at tribal, Noelle, it's a great thing for me. Trying to set myself up for my game moving forward to go get that money. Like, this is very much a Jesse move. Everybody knows it. Gabler knows it. He's telling Carla that he knows it. The jury's going to know it. Everyone's going to know it. And yes, he's holding two idols still, I think. I don't think he gave Cody back his idol. But even if he played two idols down to five, now you're like, you're still, you need an immunity in there somewhere. Like, they're going to want you gone. And it's going to be a trickier path forward, I think. So I think that's the thing. The only thing he has to be concerned about, granted, this was a great move and well executed.
It was well executed. And I think that that's like, I'm going to be giving him props for this move, because it was like, especially how he laid it all out, that they were able to like make the segment about him making this move. I thought it was really fun, as somebody loves following along with people's strategy. But I don't want them to have gone after Owen. He's the only person that I have on my draft. Like, I need Owen to stay in this game. But I do actually think Owen might be able to slide by a little bit.
I think that's the problem. I think that's why I would have gone after Owen.
Right, exactly. So I'm hoping that Owen will be able to slide by to the end. And while everybody else is taking shots, is everybody making all these big moves, Owen, we could give the whole resilience speech and like be able to sit at the end and win. But Jesse's move this week, like, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was, I was like, oh, watching it back, he must have been salivating in like how well they kind of showed what he did this week. So it was really fun.
Yeah.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The other thing that I was thinking about as Jesse was making this move was, he does the checklist.
Checklist number one.
Which is the cover story. And then number three is the backup plan. And this comes about, at least in the edit, when he's talking to Carla and he says, okay, we've done it. We have the votes, four votes, himself, Cody, Carla, and Cassidy. They can all vote for Noelle. That's four votes. That means just baseline, they have at least a tie, which is not that bad. And on top of that, the other side is splitting their votes. So Noelle is going to be voting for Sammy, Owen, and Gabler, theoretically, are voting for Carla. They could have split that vote in a safer way if they really wanted to. They could have made sure that they were like one vote on either side, potentially. But that could be risky. That could be telling, depending on like how that conversation goes about. If you're like, well, actually, I want to be a foot over here. Like that's going to be red flags all over the place. But either way, it should work out. It should be, you know, worst case scenario, 3 votes on Carla, 1 vote on Sammy. If Noelle figures out that something went wrong, then, you know, all sorts of other things could happen theoretically. But the conversation comes about with Carla. She says, what if Noelle flips her vote and votes for me and it's 4-4? It's like, well, why would she do that? Like, it's not a very realistic, I think, scenario, because if she did that, she could potentially be Tysoning herself. That, like, you know, you don't know what could happen in that spot. Like, you're messing up the vote split at that point. It doesn't really make sense that she would do that. But of course, it's for Carla. It's like, yeah, I mean, I need to be as safe as possible. But Jesse, and this is another thing to talk about quickly. Apparently, everyone knows about Carla's idol. They have for a while. We kind of assumed that this was probably right? the case, but they never mentioned it on the show
Why?
Until weirdly just now, like in an offhanded way. But apparently they know she has an idol. So this is my thing. If I'm Jesse, or if I'm the person kind of trying to put this together, if Carla's worried that there might be another vote, that Noelle might flip her vote, it might go to 4-4, whatever the case may be, that's a Carla problem, not a me problem. She has an idol. If she wants to play her idol in case Noelle flips her vote to make it 4-4, then that's great. Let Carla play her idol and take some heat off of me for making this move and flush out Carla's idol. And, you know, none of this has to fall back on me necessarily. Or at the very least, like, hey, Carla, why don't you talk to Gabler and see where Gabler stands and see if Gabler's willing to flip or whatever. You know, it's so that he's not the person going to Gabler last minute being like, hey, we're doing this. And I know that he said he recognized that he shouldn't just be telling Gabler last minute what to do and that he should try to make it Gabler's idea. But clearly that did not come up as he intended. So for me, it's like I want Carla to be doing this work for me. And mm-hmm. especially I want her to be playing this idol. Like I want her to flush her idol out and make sure that my plan works by her flushing her idol.
Absolutely. How do 3 people still have an idol at this point? That's pretty, pretty wild. I really think that it would have been a perfectly executed plan if he doesn't get all this heat, because we do see at the end of this episode that Gabler is on to him, and that's not a good position to be in. Yes, you're going to make this big move. Yes, if you get to the end, it would be something really flashy that the jury is going to have seen, and they'll be wanting to vote for you. But like, it definitely makes you the next, you know, tantalizing target to be going after. And so I would have really, really loved if it was a little bit more sneaky and convoluted, this plan, get Carla to play that idol and like get the same outcome. And then you could tell everybody that was your plan and intention later and get that win. So he could have played it a little bit smoother, but obviously it was still really fun to watch this version of the plan.
Yes. And I think overall, like the biggest flaw in Jesse's overall view of the game seems to be the misread on Gabler. Which
everybody's is, right?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, I think that Jesse and Cody in particular seem to be relying a lot on Gabler, which is a strange call for me. Given, you know, where Gabler stands in the game. I think they see him as somebody that they could just like pick up, but I don't know where that came from. Like, did they have a really great relationship with Gabler that they really felt like they could pick him up over anyone else in the game? Did they think that he, like, I mean, obviously Gabler was able to, and this was like the most credit I gave Gabler in the first half of the game, was that he was clearly able to completely convince Ellie and Janine that he was a dumb and that they were tricking him when he wasn't actually being tricked. And so I think he's probably playing that up to Cody and Jesse and making them feel like he's just a guy that can be dragged along. When in reality, he's like, I know what these guys are doing. I'm not just going to let them win the game. You know, so I think that we have to give Gabler some credit here, because we've seen him do this kind of thing in the past. But I also think it's just, you know, again, without knowing exactly what the relationship is, it just doesn't feel like a well thought out plan from Jesse and Cody to rely so much on Gabler. Bring him to the final three by all means, mm-hmm. but don't think that he is like the third leg of your tripod because you will fall over.
Well, I'm wondering though, if that last week when they were on the split tribes, maybe they felt as though they had something stronger with Gabler than they actually did. They had that handshake that they were doing and, you know, like staring each other's eyes and we're like, we're brothers, we're going to work together till the end. So maybe they really believed in that fully and wholeheartedly. So maybe that's why, but that's something else I would have liked to see in a little bit in the edit, just to know where Gabler stands. I've only really seen him as like a wild card and, you know, when he was coming after Ellie and, you know, just like kind of acting a little bit erratically. And I would like to see that he's actually like, no, I'm fooling these two guys. Like, yes, I'm going to have them want me to come in, be part of their trio, but I'm not playing this game for them. I'm playing them for myself. So I would love to see just a confessional, like just one little confessional would help solve that problem for me. So hopefully we'll get it in the future, but it's probably going to be when Gabler gets his way and maybe he gets a blind side out on Jesse.
Certainly possible. We also, of course, saw Cassidy win the immunity challenge, which was potentially necessary. I think it certainly helped flip Jesse away from the plan to target Cassidy, and Carla probably would have fallen on Cassidy given that Carla had that idol and I assume would have used it if given the opportunity. Big win. Again, I feel like Jesse probably doesn't go with the plan anyway, but either way, solid win in an immunity challenge that I would tear my hair out trying to do. So kudos.
Yeah, I mean, they've played, I don't know if they do this, is this a new one for every season of this new era? Or I can't remember when they last did it, but I feel like I've seen it recently.
They've done this before, yeah, for sure.
Definitely one that sucks because, like, you know, you get a really high stack and then you just, like, I don't know, a fly flies on your eye and you lose your stack. But impressed that Cassidy got a win here. I don't know how she's really viewed by the jurors and the rest of her tribe mates, but I think this helps her to be in a more of a winning position than maybe she was before.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else before we rate these players?
I don't think so. Everything else I have to say will probably come out when we talk about them. So,
all right. Good. Let's, of course, then rate the players from 1 to 10 based on how well we think they're doing in the game. Only 8 players remain. Wow. And one of them is out already. So really only 7 players remain, but only 8 players to rate this week. Starting, of course, with Noelle, who is the person who was voted out here this week. I feel like this was a week that, like, for the person voted out, it wasn't hugely on Noelle. It was, I think, again, a little bit of a mistake last week to stand out so much. There's nothing she could have done about the challenge. I mean, she should have thrown the challenge. Like, this is not a spot where, like, I'm blaming her for standing out due to the challenge. I'll blame her a little bit for standing out due to her, what I still think might have been an unnecessary move last week. But either way, you know, she's voted out because she's doing really well. And the fact that she even came as close as she did to not being voted out this week is pretty impressive. The fact that she gets Sammy to go against Carla, she gets Gabler, she gets Owen, she has 4 votes. She ends up losing Gabler, which is obviously not great, but she gets those 4 votes. She seemingly has Jesse for a brief period of time. I mean, like, the game was in her grasp before Jesse kind of figured it out and took it back. And that is, I think, an impressive place to be for the person that got voted out. So for me, I rate the voted out players a little differently. Mm-hmm. You know, they are on a different scale. And I feel like Noelle goes out as a bit of a champion. And so I'm going to give her a 6 as a voted out player. She's getting a 6 from me. Again, different scale. There will probably be people who are lower than Noelle who weren't voted out this week, but that's because she's on a different scale. I'm rating her overall performance, not the fact that she's been voted out, although that does sort of limit the rating a little bit.
So I was definitely, you know, trying to figure out how to rate Noelle, either rate her because, like, lower because she went out this episode, or kind of like you did, give her a little bit of a bump. And I'm going to agree. I'm going to give her a 5 because I feel as though, you know, she really could have stayed in this game, and she did really well. Like, if her plan had gone to, had been executed, like, she probably would have gotten like a 9 or 8 or 9 or 10, like somewhere high up there. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, you know, she almost got it to happen, but if she was just a little bit more strategic, or was a little bit more perceptive and covered her tracks a little bit better, or realized that you kind of can't really do all these flashy moves and also be somebody that is overcoming a disability and is being such a champion and such a big light, like, nobody's going to let you get to the end of this game. So I wish she had a little bit more self-awareness of, like, how she comes across. And so when she's trying to make these moves, she might have just, like, maybe just let somebody else do it a little bit more and not be so out in front. And so I'm going to give her a 5 for that reason. Like, I totally respect and understand your 6, but I feel as though if she was just had a little bit more self-awareness, she would have been able to come out of this boat and then have a really, really high, high rating. So 5.
All right. Let's move on then. Let's just go across. If you're watching the video, I've got the 8 players up on the screen. Let's go with Cassidy, the winner of the immunity this week. It could have been a bad week for Cassidy if she hadn't won immunity, or if Jesse hadn't flipped back over. But the reason I was feeling good about her last week is because I didn't feel like anyone would go through with voting her out. And I do feel like that has held true. I think it will probably continue to hold true. You know, why would you vote Cassidy out unless you're really needing to weaken Carla, which isn't a bad shout, given how powerful Carla could be moving into the end game, especially with an idol. And honestly, the fact that Carla has an idol is the single worst thing for Cassidy's game, in my opinion. Mm. But I still feel like she's in a pretty solid position. I think she has respect in the game. They talked about both Carla and Cassidy as being big threats in the game, strategic threats. She has gotten her way a couple of times in the game, most recently, of course, with the Ryan vote. Mm-hmm. And so I do think she could win in the end. Up against Carla might be tricky, but at this point, up against Sammy, I would say, yeah, Gabler, yeah, Owen, probably. Jesse, maybe not, depending on how they're viewing him. And Cody, maybe. Like, I think she's not like an auto lose against anybody in the cast at this point, in my opinion. So I still feel very good about Cassidy. Does that mean she's the winner? She's not like my top pick at this point, but she's definitely up there. So I gave her a 7.
Okay, you're in a good mood today, it seems. Mm. I mean, I definitely appreciate that Cassidy is kind of emerging as a potential winner. You know, the first few episodes are like, who is she? Purple Edit. Like, is she going to emerge as a real contender in this game? And it does seem like that's the case. This particular episode, it's kind of like where I'm kind of grading her on, we'll say. I was impressed, obviously, that she won this immunity, but it didn't seem like she had that much influence on this vote. And I guess with what they've been showing us, it seems like people are only talking to Carla. They're only talking to Jesse. They're talking to, or Gabler's talking to all these other people. It seems like, yes, she's in on these votes, but she's not really the person that people are going to talk about the strategy and what's going to happen and kind of, you know, involving her in the early stages. It seems like, anyways, to me. So I can't go as high as you with that 7, but I'm going to go with like a solid 6 with Cassidy, and that I'm increasingly being more impressed by what she's bringing to the table every day. Now I'd like to see her maybe lead a vote that's not as, you know, the Ryan vote, you know, her nemesis Ryan from her original tribe. Like, when she has a few more people playing in the round with her, I would like to see her take more action with like the strategy of the game. But 6, solid 6 for Cassidy.
All right. How do you feel about Carla?
Carla, Queen Carla. She honestly, like what I've been saying is like all roads seem to lead to Carla. But last episode, we didn't see it obviously until this episode, was that she was not really in on the vote. And I thought that that was a really, really interesting for me to see, because like, I thought that everybody ran every scenario through Carla right off the bat. And so I was surprised to see that she was still, she just didn't know what was actually fully going on. And she was told the plan last minute. And then this episode, she was also the potential target. And then of course, it's because she's super strong strategically and also socially. Everybody talks to Carla about all the plans. So it makes sense that she could be the target. And it was great that she didn't go home. So I'm always going to be rating Carla pretty high, but this is probably a lower rating than I would give Carla from the rest of the season. So I'm going to give Carla a 7 this episode, because she seemed to be out of the loop a little bit. Her name was potentially on the button, and she nearly could have gone home without even using her idol. That was a possibility this episode. So she's just not in as strong a position as she's been in previous episodes. So 7.
Yeah, I think this is probably Carla's worst episode of the season for me. Just like going by this episode alone, mm-hmm. we've got one, we learned about the last vote, that she wasn't in on until the last minute, that it, potentially she didn't even see the possibility of letting James use the knowledge of his power to save himself. That could have helped her. Two, we learned that people know about her idol.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Which is big detriment. Not great. Three, she becomes like the target for the week. Following the events of the previous vote, she's now lost Ryan, she's lost James, and she's now the target. And Sammy goes along with it. The relationship is not strong enough to prevent Sammy from putting her name down. Jesse, initially at least, goes along with it. It seems that Jesse's reasoning for not going along with it was not that he can't lose Carla, but that he can't let Noelle take control of the game. And so it doesn't seem like she has a lot to do with why the vote ended up flipping. So a lot of negative things about Carla's game in this episode. I still feel very good about her as a player overall. Mm-hmm. I think we've still seen enough from her to know that she is a big threat to win this game. I think that she is still probably my top contender overall, and will probably bounce back from this. But I do think this is potentially the low point of the entire season for her in my eyes. So I went down to a 6 for this episode.
I respect the 6. I just couldn't give the 6 to Carla, you know, because I do think that with having Gabler at the end talking to her and like its potential that she's going to be able to do something with Gabler, that's kind of also why I gave her a little bit of a boost there, because it seems like, yeah, she might look like she's down or in the worst position that she's been all season. She does have Gabler willing to come and turn on Jesse right away. So I think she'll be able to bounce back next week. So
yeah, and those, I would say the two big positives from the episode, she doesn't have to use her idol, mm-hmm. and she's teamed up with Gabler potentially, that he is aware of what Jesse and Cody are doing and is looking to potentially bring, you know, or go with Carla and maybe Cassidy moving forward. It would be great for both of them, because I still think that we'll talk about this when we get to Gabler, but I still think that despite him sort of like moving forward and doing kind of well, he still has a big uphill battle when it comes to getting a jury vote in the end. So bringing him to final three, no matter how it happens, is probably a good thing for Carla if it plays out that way. And that's one of the reasons why I still see her as a top contender. Mm-hmm. Just a bad episode though. all right. What about Sammy? How do we feel about Sammy? It's been an interesting episode for my perception of Sammy. He is the furthest away from like this vote. I mean, other than Noelle herself, who gets voted out, Sammy's probably the most blindsided person. And so, because it doesn't appear that he was aware that he was being used as the decoy vote. And he votes Carla here, which is brutal. He votes out Carla, who stays in the game. And now him going to Carla and like, you know, nurturing that relationship all potentially for naught, because he just literally voted her out. Didn't even happen. Didn't need to do that. He's also the decoy vote, which means all of the relationships he thought were solid on that side, clearly not the case. He opened up to Jesse, who spilled that information. So he doesn't have Jesse either. You know, his relationship with Gabler seems to have just been completely, it doesn't exist anymore. I don't know where it is. Maybe he can rekindle that. He certainly needs to. But he looks like he's in a really rough place in terms of taking any kind of control of the game. You know, maybe he can go back to Owen, but it's like, yeah, Owen did just kind of, keep you out of this vote. Like they have nobody else, but it's not like they have a foundation of trust or anything. It's really just seemingly the pieces coming back together. I could see a world where Sammy picks up Gabler and Owen and says, hey, let's reunite our old tribe and do something. We've got 3 of 7. Like, that's not bad. But it just doesn't seem like those three are on the same page at this point. And I'm now also concerned about this perception of Sammy as a flip-flopper, as somebody not reliable, and how that is not going to bode well for him if he does make it to the end. Like, is he in fact in that spot, the Xander spot, or the, you know, whatever kind of spot? Like, it's not necessarily the best thing. So, not a great episode for Sammy. I have him down to a 5 this week.
Well, Sammy, I've been trying to figure out if he's playing well or not. And so up until this episode, I thought he was playing well because it seemed like he was in with Carla, that he was, you know, he was able to know where the vote was going every episode. Like, he seemed to be really doing well on the merged tribe. And this episode, it kind of seems like he hasn't been. And so it's kind of like, I feel like a little bit bamboozled with like kind of believing that maybe he was in a better position than he actually is. I don't really know who he's loyal to or what direction he plans on taking his game or how he's going to even get out of this mess that he's kind of in right now. Cause he really wants to make a big move. He really wants to take control of the game and he hasn't been able to. He had his first attempt and that failed. And he just now seems to be kind of floundering a little bit. And so I feel like 5 might be a little bit too generous for this particular episode of Sammy. Yes, I like him. Yes, I like his confessionals. But it seems like this is the beginning to the end of his game. Unless people decide to drag him to the end because they know they can beat him. I don't really see him being a winner at this point. And so I'm not going to go as high as a 5. I'm just going to take him down a little bit to a 4.
Yes. I will say that I think the one thing that's keeping me from going too low on Sammy is that I think every instance of somebody calling him a flip-flopper or a wild card was all Noelle. And so it's possible that was just Noelle's perception of him and that other people don't share it. I don't think that's the case. I think that if she feels that way, then others probably do as well, especially given that they were all willing to write Sammy's name down as the alternate vote. But that ambiguity is what's keeping me from going all the way down because I've doubted him before. And then I was like, maybe I was wrong. And so we'll see.
So you're flip-flopping on your perception of Sammy?
I'm flip-flopping on the flip-flopper. All right, let's move on to the Alla Gabler.
Alla Gabler kind of came up to the surface.
He's the hardest person to rate this whole season. I'm like, he's not doing well, but then he does well. And then there's no way he's going to win that immunity, that he wins an immunity. Like he's just a little bit of an enigma for me in this game. And even today, I'm like, oh, do I rate him high or do I rate him? Like, I'm not actually sure sometimes how to rate Gabler. I guess that's maybe why they've been keeping his confessionals and the way that, you know, he's viewing the game a secret is so that we're having these thoughts about Gabler because so like nothing's super definitive as to like what kind of player he is. But it seems as though he's now kind of in on the numbers. He will have a little bit of power for the fact that he's like, hey, Carla, let's do this together. Do you see what's going on between Jesse and Cody? Like, let's nip that in the bud. If that had gone through this episode, I wouldn't have been surprised, but I feel as though it could very well be something that happens next episode. So with that, oh man, I think I'm going to have to give him, I think I'm going to give him a 7, a strong 7 for Gabler. I feel like he's going to get to the end of this game. All of a sudden, nobody seems to be looking at him and everybody seems to be working with him or thinks that they're working with him or thinks that they have him as a number. Actually, I want to go higher. I'm going to go to 8 because like the fact that everybody thinks that they're working with Gabler, I think is actually really important. That he's got everybody believing that he's a number for them. And it hasn't seemed to be that he gets any blowback from anybody but Ellie, you know, past how many episodes ago that was like kind of onto him being like, don't trust Gabler, but everybody else seems to trust Gabler. So yeah, sorry, I changed my mind. I think he deserves an 8 here. I think he's putting himself in a pretty decent position.
An 8 for the Allie Gabler.
So. Allie Gabler
kind of came up to the surface.
He's come up to the surface.
Yes, I think so. I convinced myself to give him an 8, but what do you think?
Well, so last week I said that I thought it would be peak Gabler at a 5. And you know what? He has surpassed those expectations. I really think that like this episode alone was great for Gabler. I mean, he is identifying correctly where he stands in the game, that he's being able to play the middle. He's being included with Jesse and Cody. He's being included in the other side of things. He is pitched this idea by Jesse to take out Noelle. This is great for Gabler. It's great that they're taking out Noelle. It's great that they're taking credit for it. And he's recognizing, hey, let's do this, but also let's recognize that these guys are dangerous. I think this is excellent play. The only thing holding me back from going as high as an 8, given how good this was, is that I still think that, like I said, I think it's an uphill battle when it comes to can he still win the game in the end? You know, he talked a lot when he talked about the Allie Gabler, he talked about the Ellie play. And I think that there was just so much damage that was done to his game that it's helped him in a lot of ways, that he's really playing up this character. And I said, I think this makes me feel like he's a wild card. Like, I wouldn't want to work with Gabler when he does this. But credit where credit's due, it seems as though, based on the edit, of course, again, that it has played out the way that he predicted, that people are looking at him as a straight shooter. We're getting him described as a straight shooter in this episode, and people think that they can trust him because he's just straightforward. And maybe there was more to it in reality, and maybe I just didn't see it in the episode, or maybe I would just have a different reaction than the people in the island. But either way, whatever he is doing, it is working. To help him in the game. The problem is he getting that leeway because nobody's threatened by him? Is he also a Xander, right? Like, mm-hmm. Is he somebody that they're just kind of like giving him this leeway because they're just like, yeah, well, that's because we all want to bring him to the end. So he can basically choose whoever he wants to go to the end with because he'll lose to everybody. Is that what's happening? It seems like it might be. I'm still not convinced that he has a great shot at a jury vote, especially with so many like big, you know, personalities who've been like, you know, taking control of the game. Like if he goes against Jesse and Cody, great. Does he go with Carla and Cassidy? Because I still feel like Carla and Cassidy could probably beat him. Does he go with like Sammy and Owen? At this point, that seems like it might actually be his best shot, given where Sammy might stand with things. But is he able to take credit for that? Like, maybe like I'm starting to see tiny little like dots of light, like holes through the darkness, that, maybe there is a world where he wins, but I'm not quite there yet. So, for me, this again might be peak Gabler, or you might be looking at an upward trend, but I'm going to give him a 6.
I support your 6. I'm kind of looking at the ratings just for this particular episode. Yeah. And so like, obviously if I like, you know, project like, oh, okay, well, how I think he might actually do. And you know, I could definitely go lower, but I guess I feel like with him, this episode, now I'm starting to believe in him. I didn't believe in the possibility beforehand at all. And the fact that they're hiding so much from us, I feel it's that we would be definitively know whether or not he would be capable of winning if they showed us a little bit more of his strategy or what he's actually doing behind the scenes. It's kind of like they're leaving us, they're not allowing us to make these proper assessments about him because maybe he does actually really well. Also, Marianne was somebody that I did not see come in to win this game. At this point in the last season, like, I was not on my radar whatsoever. And so I feel like Gabler might be able to surprise us and eke out a win here because I didn't see this at all from him up until this episode.
That's true. Like, I don't know. For me, like, when I saw Marianne, I was like, these people are way underestimating her if they think that they can beat her in a final tribal situation because she's so good at talking. Whereas, like, you know, Gabler has a way with words, but it's not necessarily a way with words where I'm thinking that he's gonna like crush the final tribal. You know what I mean? Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see. All right. How about Owen? This was like just Owen's having a rough time out there.
My guy, come on, Owen.
Every time he thinks he's got something, he's blindsided again. I think that this was fine for Owen to go along with. The fact that it doesn't pan out is not great, but it's also not the worst thing in the world. Again, now you have Jesse and Cody as potentially big targets. You know, if Jesse and Cody retain control of the game, then they will probably go after Owen next. That's kind of the right call to make. So he needs to hope that that falls through quickly. And given that they also both have idols, I do think he's in some big short-term danger. But if he's able to get through the next tribal, even just one more tribal, really, if he wins immunity or something, I think that's all he needs to do to make a deep run down to like four. Like, I think if he survives seven, I think he gets through six and five, probably, you know, given that anything can happen. But that's a tricky place to be. And I'm still not sold on his jury chances at this point. Like, I think that he is a very likable guy. I think he has some good relationships potentially, but strategically he's kind of been running into a lot of dead ends. And somebody like Carla, somebody like Jesse, like, these are going to be hard people to beat. And it's not looking like he's going to have a ton of control over who he sits in the end with at this time. So I'm not super positive on his ultimate trajectory. It's a little bit of a rocky road, but he's definitely not out of it yet. I'm also going to give Owen, I'm going to give him a five. I'm a little worried for him next week.
I'm very worried for him next week. As much as he's my winner pick, I really had high hopes for him, and he really, I think that his biggest mistake was not being fully loyal to Ellie and kind of letting her know what was going on with Gabler. Because I think that once they started to go at each other, the Baka tribe just kind of dissolving, and he didn't really say anything to stop it beforehand. I think that that's kind of where he just stopped having any sort of control in this game. I feel really bad because, like, you know, he just wants to be on the right side of the numbers. He made up that fight with James, which I think could have been intentional to get people to have at least somebody else to vote against if his name is going to be the vote this last episode. So I feel like he might have some strategic chops or at least some staying power, like fighting power, to stay in the game. But he's just never knows the plan, really. You know, he's always kind of putting his eggs in someone else's baskets and then all the eggs get smashed. So I'm worried for Owen. It's kind of like he has to hope that he either wins immunity or Gabler decides to get that plan on Jesse and he doesn't get blowback from Jesse's idol. Like, it's just like there's a lot of ways that he can go home next week. And I think that the only way that he can be safe is to win immunity, which is very possible for him. We did see him win immunity already. It's been his dream to potentially win immunity. So maybe winning it again might be part of his storyline. Fingers crossed. But I can't go as high as a five for Owen this week. I have to give him a four because he's not in a better position after this vote. If anything, maybe worse. So, four.
All right. What about our mafia boss himself, our checklist aficionado.
Checklist number one.
Jesse, how do you feel, Jesse?
I'm pretty obsessed. Like, you know, we did critique a little bit about, you know, what he could have done to make this move a little bit better. But if he did that, he'd probably get a 10 from me. I mean, I've liked Jesse this whole game. I thought that I questioned some of his moves, voting out some of his like closer allies. But I realized that he doesn't really have any allies. He's willing to cut anyone. And, you know, I like the fact that he's pretty much a ruthless game player and he knows pretty well when to strike. Like, I think that he could have maybe made a little bit of a different play this week, but he got his plan executed and she had no idea that it was coming. And he even says to her, "I'm sorry that I had to do it." I think that the type of relationship that they have, that she will forgive him. And I think she still would champion for him in the jury. I don't think that he lost her vote in taking her out this episode. So the fact that he had a whole segment dedicated with him with bullets coming up on the screen, I had to give him a 9. I thought it was pretty fun to watch, pretty nice to go along with this plan just to see what was happening through his eyes. And it could definitely be, you know, his path to the end to win. So I'm going to give him a 9.
Yes. I think it was a great episode for Jesse. I think that it was a great move. Again, I am a little concerned for him moving forward. I think that he has peaked maybe a little too early, but he is holding two idols, can play at least one of them for free. So he shouldn't pay for it next week unless he gets blindsided, which is certainly possible. I'm going to go for the 8 on Jesse, just because I do think, like, it's not like he's locked in an end game, at least from my perspective yet. And we even saw in this episode that, like, his trust and reliance on Gabler seems to be unfounded and potentially his Achilles heel. So we will see where that goes, but still a great episode for Jesse. I think this montage of the checklist probably goes down in Survivor pretty lore. Very good stuff there. I thought it was a great segment with the freeze frames and the checklist coming up and
so
just like,
good.
Just like, you know, I think for us, like Big Brother viewers, this was like, yeah, that's pretty much how it goes. But if I'm a Survivor viewer that's never seen the feeds on Big Brother or anything, like, this probably feels to me like, wow, like, this is really cool. Like, I'm seeing every step of this in a way that they don't usually show on Survivor. Mm-hmm. So I really, really enjoyed it. An 8 for me for Jesse. And then Cody, I think, also in a good place. I think that, if anything, like, theoretically a better place than Jesse. In some ways, I think that Jesse should be the target between the two of them if the votes come in to take them out. But Jesse is currently holding the idols. And so what does that mean? That could be tricky. Also, I think that Jesse is probably going to be getting more of the credit for these things, which means that not only might Cody have an issue against Jesse in a jury vote, but it also means that he might have some issues against anybody in a jury vote. If all of the credit goes to Jesse and then Jesse gets voted out and Cody makes it to the end, is there a concern, or I would be concerned that Jesse gets the bulk of the credit for those moves. Now, luckily you probably have Jesse in the jury, probably singing your praises, but will that be enough? I don't know. Either way, I think Cody gets less of the boost that Jesse does for making this move. I'm going to give him a 7.
We're in lockstep. Is that the only one that
it
we
might
are
be,
agreeing
actually,
upon?
Yeah.
I agree. I gave him a 7 as well. I think that he's in a pretty decent position, but obviously we don't have all the information, so I don't really know if he actually is or not. I do think that if people come for Jesse, he could potentially get some blowback if, like, I don't know, Jesse used the idol and they split the votes on between the two of them, but then he also has an idol, so he could also be safe. I just don't think that this episode was him. He didn't tell the whole checklist. It was Jesse that kind of executed this plan flawlessly. But he was there for the ride. They do conspire. They do talk about things a lot. And so I think that he's playing quite strongly. And I do think that he could get a jury vote. It seems like people do like Cody. They do talk to him. He does know the plan. In the beginning of the season, I was like, this guy's too loud living. Like, there's no way that people are going to be wanting to work with him and take him super seriously. And they have been. I've been completely proven wrong in that regard. So I think that he could sneak past Jesse just because Jesse's the flashy player now that we're talking about. And he might be able to steal some of that thunder later on in the game. So yeah, I agree with you. He gets a 7 from me, but he could still win. Like, he's still doing pretty strongly.
Yeah. All right, then. That's it. We've rated the players. We've
so
done
short.
It. Yes. Next week, there'll be 7. And there's only 3 episodes left.
That's wild to me. That's definitely been a really fast-paced season. I'm still not sure if I prefer it or not. I'm not sure if I want the 39 days back or not. But this season, I'm enjoying this cast of characters. And I love this episode because we got to see some gameplay. What I've been finding with this new era is that I'm just watching the show. I'm not looking at it from strategy. It's just entertainment for me. And this episode was a little bit more strategic. So I was more engrossed in what was going on. And so hopefully they keep on that trajectory. Like, I'll be enjoying it more than like the original seasons. But I think it's a pretty strong season out of the new era.
Yes. You know, I think it started strong. I feel like the merge to this point has been disappointing, but if they are able to keep the momentum that I think this episode kind of got started, then I feel like overall I'll be happy with the season. So yeah, we'll see.
And yeah, I think I'll be happy with any winner at this point.
The cast I'm still pleased with overall. I mean, I think that the editing has let me down, but like, there's not really a dud here anywhere. And I think that shows in the ratings too. Like, I like, my lowest rating is like a 5. Like, I'm not going down. Like, it seems like a really solid cast that's playing hard. And I like that. I just, I wish that we got more of this kind of checklist stuff, so we saw more of like the details of what was happening.
It's just so fun. Like, it's such a little thing to satisfy us strategy people. Like, I just can you just give us a checklist so we can know what they're thinking and how they're playing this game? We got really excited over stuff like that. And they should just maybe lean into that a little bit more, because like, it's so fun.
Yeah.
So fun.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you then. You can, of course, find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'm watching these episodes live. If you want to come and watch with me, hang out in the chat, watch it with a bunch of people as they react to what's happening. It's a good time. So check it out over on Twitch. You can, of course, also find me over on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn, and doing all kinds of things and shows and games and stuff. All kinds of stuff. Chantel, where can people find you?
I'm pretty easy to find me on Instagram at ShanFranFran. All of my links of things that I do in life are there. And then on YouTube, I have a channel, Reality Realness with 3 S's, where I go live all the time, mostly talking about love shows. But sometimes, you know, I'll talk about like The Mole or Survivor, Big Brother, or The Amazing Race, those things too. So,
Well, thank you all so much for joining us. But most importantly,
thanks, Carla.
I'll see you next
Carla.
Time.
Thanks, Taryn.
Yeah, Taryn's back to give you deeds again. He's digging deep on Survivor to find you everything you need. So if your life is packed, let Taryn and his friends break down the episode beyond what the casual see. Taryn's update for Survivor.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.